People have a need to work in teams. Probably today as never before, the value of teamwork is so important. It is critical for people in terms of being successful with their tasks, for being accurate in what they surmise, and in delivering the best of quality in what they do. It's probably more so important in the healthcare industry as in any industry.
You're exactly right. In the healthcare industry, there is a paramount need to have the correct people in a team around a table to assure that electronic systems meet the needs of the patient in that environment. In the health industry, it's critical to have teams when designing or developing an application that wants to be implemented in any healthcare environment.
The health IT field is diverse and expansive.
You can have anywhere from surgical technologies all the way through medical records and health IT, private practices, patient care technicians, operating rooms, and dentistry. Every one of these areas have a need for health IT to be involved in the day-to-day work.
The unit objectives for this unit are to help you to learn to describe the characteristics of an effective team and work group. And you'll be doing that in a number of different ways. There'll be some activities that you'll be involved in, as well as looking at some of the basic and fundamental characteristics that have been produced by reviewing of the literature and reviewing of work settings. You'll also be identifying and differentiating roles of IT healthcare professionals in teams, and you'll be doing that by, again, doing some personal activities, some research, and some interviewing, as well as looking at some actual scenarios of healthcare professionals at work in teams. And finally, you'll be able to describe the value of teams and the importance of collaboration for the IT professional in teams. And you'll be doing that, again, by looking at some of the resources available in this unit, as well as some activity that you'll have as you walk. The outline for the unit will take you through this introduction to a definition of teams and groups, looking at the important features of team members, and then we'll take a look at some examples of health information teams. We'll take a look at teams in a three-stage system of input, throughput, and output, characteristics of effective teamwork that where we'll divide that focus in three main dimensions, one being the organizational structure, the second being individual contributions, and the third being team processes. We'll then take a look at the components of effective teams and the values of teams and the importance of collaboration, and end the unit with a summary of those features.
Teams and teamwork are important aspects in the healthcare delivery today. A complex healthcare setting, it takes many teams to run a system. For example, you're going to have people from all across the spectrum of any healthcare environment that you're in, be contributing people to choosing and maintaining systems that will deliver safe patient care and to ensure smooth throughput processes for patients and families.
What we'd like you to do initially is to reflect on the kinds of things that you've experienced related to teams. And if you can think about the kinds of teams that you've been on over the past 3 years, and then develop an analysis by completing the grid that you see on the screen there. Now, as we work through later in this module, we'll come back to your experiences, and we'll use your prior knowledge to build upon your understanding, your current understanding of teams, and how that may play a role as you understand the inner workings of teams in the health IT. Let's start with a definition of teams. And John, this definition needs to be cleaned up because we're missing a word here. You'll see that as you hear my my read of the actual quote from this from the Katzenbach and Smith book. A team is defined as a small number of people with complementary skills who are committed to a common purpose, performance goals, and approach for which they hold themselves mutually accountable. Important features of team members include the ability for each of the members to clearly communicate with one another, for them to be able to coordinate their efforts in a whole that is greater than the sum of their individual parts. It involves them in very distinctive roles. That is, team members tend not to be doing the same thing. They need to be doing different things, and it's in the integration and synthesis of their activities that those their individual tasks become much more of a greater benefit to the tasks that they're seeking to perform on. They also need to have that interdependency not only across their understandings, but across the actual workings and outputs of their tasks. And probably most important, they need to share norms. They need to establish a set of ground rules that they will follow as they work through the various dimensions of the tasks and the enterprise that they're involved in. Examples of health information team members are not all that different from the kinds of team members that we see in other industries, but there are some particular elements that play, especially when we're combining health and information technology.
So as it was stated before, you do need to have the key players on the team in order to identify and incorporate an electronic patient record into a healthcare setting. Some of the people that you would have on your team would be physician representation, the folks that will be writing the orders and driving the care of the patient through the electronic medium. The nurse manager from a unit is important to have sitting on the team. She's the one who will assure that the electronic system will fit into her workflow on her unit and what needs to be modified or changed due to that specific workflow. You need staff nursing on the team. They're the frontline people who will be able to articulate whether or not a order set or an order or an application that's being brought forward will or will not work for them in that environment and impact the patient care as well. You need ancillary representation, respiratory therapy, nutrition, PT, physical therapy, occupational therapy, etc., for their roles in the patient care environment are just as critical as any of the other team members, and they need to make sure that that application, that electronic system will work for them as well. And lastly, you need the unit clerk or secretary to be able to put their input on an electronic system, since they will be the one to manage the front line of a patient arriving into any healthcare environment.
Teams are often viewed in a three-stage system that includes input, throughput, and output. Input are the resources that the teams utilize, which includes the members of the teams, any technology that supports the team, any information that the team needs at the front end of working on a specific project. Throughput are the processes that the team engages in order to reach their goals for the task and basically to reach mission accomplishment. And output are the actual deliverables that the team develops and creates to meet, again, the mission operatives, the things that they were formed to meet. Now, we've got an example in a health IT situation.
So you can actually develop what's called a DVT, or deep vein thrombosis. service on an airline, you can get the same diagnoses in a hospital. We had a initiative to help reduce deep vein thromboses in our hospital environment. A team was formed to create the actual ordering processes used in the electronic application to directly impact patient care for those patients that had DVT. The team gathered, they went out and investigated all of the information that they could about the deep vein thrombosis. They came back, they were at the table, they shared their information, they realized that there was the opportunity to improve upon the way that orders were placed in our electronic system, and they created a order set that now enables the provider to choose specific things for a patient who may have deep vein thrombosis or may not. As of the initiative being implemented and in our production system, DVTs in our hospital environment have significantly decreased due to the team that created the order set and took it through all of the levels of approvals that needed to be done in order for it to go live, and we have the success of reducing DVTs in our patient population.
Characteristics of effective teamwork. There has been a lot of literature and research done on teams, and some of the one specific way of looking at teams is to look at characteristics that can be clustered into three areas: organizational structure, individual contribution, and the actual processes that the team is involved in. We're going to look at each of those areas in more detail as we move forward. Here's an example of all three of those areas and some of the detail elements within each. We're going to take a look at each one in turn, starting with organizational structure and clear purpose. It's important for an organizational structure to have those elements that you see on the screen now. Clear purpose is that first one. Clear purpose is the ability of a team to have a clearly described mission, and their tasks are very specifically linked to the kinds of deliverables that are necessary to be accomplished. And again, remember that we want to make sure that the tasks that are assigned a team are truly team tasks and not individual tasks. Healthcare teams and health IT teams have particular needs to be very clear on their purpose.
An example of a clear purpose for one of the healthcare IT teams, again back to the deep vein thrombosis DVT team, their clear purpose and their mission was to decrease deep vein thrombosis in the hospital environment. They were very successful in doing so. They had the cultural opportunities to perform this. They had specific tasks that they needed to accomplish in order for this pilot and this successful implementation to occur. Each person had a distinct role on the team as well, and the leadership was key in order to have one person on the team who was able to cross all areas in order for the purpose and mission to be realized.
Appropriate culture. Teams need to have a clearly defined set of not only expectations, but a clearly defined set of understanding about why they are a team. good teams have a diversity of background and a diversity of opinions that helps them to work through those complex and complicated issues as they're dealing with their mission and their tasks. And so the culture needs to be able to accept that diversity and move in ways that allow the team to outperform single individuals. Another element of organizational structure is specified task. It is important that teams know what the specific task responsibilities are for that team. And again, there will be individual tasks that will be part of the team itself, the team's work itself. But the team must be clear, every member of the team must be clear on what their shared responsibilities are for those task areas.
For example, with the healthcare IT team that was working on the DVT, there was a specificity of some of the team members that they were responsible for, and the goal was to have the medication, for example, clearly identified and through all of the approval processes for this initiative before they brought it back to the team in order to continue on with the creation of the order set, which is a large amount of orders all in one place.
Distinct roles. As was mentioned earlier, teams that are diverse typically outperform teams that are homogeneous. And the value of the diversity is to, it plays out in both decision-making roles as well as other forms of creating deliverables that the team will get involved with. Conflict management is a very important element of teaming, and it's conflict management, not conflict resolution. Because you really want conflicts to be dealt with, and the alleviation of conflict is in its management, not in its exclusion. So as we work within teams, we want to clarify and be sure that we understand the value of separate and distinct elements that can be played by separate and distinct team members. Leadership. Teams that have a wide variety of responsibilities and a complicated and complex task need leadership, and that leadership may come from more than a single source. If we have high diversity in the team, the leadership itself should also be highly diverse. The leadership of teams should not fall necessarily on a single individual. In fact, there are many who believe that teams should be made up of, should be leaderful. That is, that any individual on the team at a given point in time, when they're closest to the information or when their expertise is closest to what needs to be done, they should be in a leading role during that specific element or enterprise of the team. Relevant members. As well as suitable leadership, teams need to make sure that they not only have the right expertise on the team, but that they have the right amount of members on the team. Size is a critical issue for teams, and it tends to be a very important concern when we look at health IT teams, because there is a wide variety of both mix, diversity of task, and actual number when it comes to health IT.
An example of how large a team can be to where it becomes unwieldy and you struggle to be able to maintain that clear purpose and mission in order to accomplish the goal that was set for the team. We had a very large team set up for the implementation of one of the functional unit, functional unit being surgery, medicine, psychiatry, etc., that it was obvious the team was too large in order to make to run quickly with the work that needed to be done. So we broke off smaller teams that had, again, a clear purpose and mission in order to have the implementation stay on track and stay with the end goal in sight, which was to bring them up on order entry and clinical documentation. By breaking off the smaller teams, they managed the work, they identified issues and problems and brought it back to the larger group, which then made decisions based on what was fed to them from the smaller team.
Your first activity on this element of relevant members is to visit scenario one and make a decision as to the size and who should be members of that team.
A community physician's office has asked the office manager to procure and install an electronic patient record system that has that would be appropriate for the size of practice that he or she has. Current personnel include 1.5 full-time employees for secretaries, 2 nurses, 1 physician, and 1 office manager. The physician would like to convert all the patient records into electronic form.
As was mentioned earlier, healthcare teams can frequently be very large, perhaps too large. So your task here is to identify the right number of people on the team and the right mix of individuals. So who should be on this team and how many should be on this team? Good luck. Activity number 2 is to take a look at the second scenario and again make a decision as to how many individuals and who should the individuals be comprising this team.
A dental office digital radiology. A busy multiple dentist practice would like to implement digital radiology software between their 3 offices to replace the current non-digital system. Current personnel include between all offices 5 dentists, 6 receptionists, appointment personnel, 8 dental hygienists, 3 office managers, and other support personnel.
Your task again is to make the decision as to how many people should be on this team and who should be the individuals that are represented on the team. The next activity is to develop for team 3 the identity of who the people should be as well as how many individuals should be on this team.
This scenario is computerized provider order entry. A community hospital would like to implement a computerized provider order entry system for its 300-bed facility. Current personnel in the hospital are over 1,000 primary care physicians, 5,000 nurses and nursing support personnel, 3,000 ancillary personnel including laboratory, radiology, physical therapists, social workers, nutrition, and other clinical areas and support staff.
Again, your task is to decide how many should be on the team and who should those team members be. Good luck. The final element in organizational structure area is that a team needs to be provided with adequate resources. These resources can come in a number of different areas. They could be the right amount of financial material, administrative support, actual equipment, education and training, as well as providing a safe and realistic environment that can help to facilitate their work on their project deliverables.
One of the important resources that you must keep in mind and to have on your team is someone that can address the educational needs once the electronic application or system is in place, oftentimes there seems to be the mindset that training is secondary to any of the clinical responsibilities for the clinician.
We now move into the second area of characteristics of effective teamwork, individual contributions. Before we highlight some of the basic contributions of individuals, we'd like you to consider teams that you've been on. If possible, think about non-sports teams. But at a minimum, what sorts of things did you contribute to your team experiences in the past? The first element under individual contribution is self-knowledge. It is important that members of a team have the confidence level of their own abilities. And in order to do that, they need to have an ability to respect the knowledge that they've previously gained and how that can contribute to the products of the team. It helps them in greater ways than just being self-confident or being relaxed in their own personal image, because without that, they're unable to see the value of the others on the team. So this is a very important area, and it's one that I hope you will consider as you inspect your own workings in the past with teams. The second element under individual contribution is trust. It's a very important element because as you work with a team, you need to be able to work knowing that your teammates are clearly headed in the same direction and they're reaching for the same goals that you are. If you don't trust your teammates to be moving in the same direction, it often causes more than a disruption of your processes. It can cause a complete failure in terms of your ability to deliver in the ways that you want to deliver.
One of the things that can happen on a team is that you have a disparity across the board. You want individuals and experts in their area on the team. In order for the team to move to the end goal, you have to trust the people that are at the table are the experts in their area. That would be non-professional people as well as professional people. Anyone who is on the team has the ability to speak to their area of expertise, and that trust needs to be maintained across the board.
The ability to have self-knowledge and to trust your teammates will lead to commitment. Commitment is seen as an individual team member's ability or acquiescence to give up some of their short-term goals for the good of the team.
In the healthcare environment, having commitment, first and foremost for your patients and your colleagues on the various units and offices, is the beginning of having commitment on a health IT team.
The final element in our listing of individual contribution characteristics is flexibility. Flexibility is the ability to have an open mind, to tolerate ambiguity, to cherish the diversity of opinion, and to basically be open and accommodating to the ideas of other people. It requires honest, reflective, and sometimes a regulation sense as we move toward helping a team to reach its goals. This is important for any team in any industry situation.
You know, you're right, Rick. In the health IT world, it's paramount to be flexible on a team. With the diversity of the team members, with the different areas of expertise to come together at the table with this singular purpose and mission, for patient safety needs, you must be flexible.
Coordination is very important and is the first element under team processes. A team that is not coordinated will be unable to clearly use their abilities in a way that provides optimal deliverables. Teams that are uncoordinated tend to falter because they're unable to make use of their individual members' abilities as well as to combine their individual abilities into a situation where their products are greater than the products that their individual members could have developed. So it's very important to spend some time and energies in developing the processes and systems that will lead to a coordinated effort by team members. The second area to characterize teams under team process is that of communication. It is important that teams are able to, in one sense, effortlessly communicate, but in another sense, to communicate using technology support where there are complicated and complex issues that are being dealt with. Obviously, without an ability to communicate, teams would be unable to make the kinds of decisions that are necessary to enhance their performance toward optimal decisions and optimal products that they'll be developing.
In healthcare IT, when the team meets at the team meetings, it's important to have clear, concise communication. For example, to have meeting agendas that are clear as to what the goal is for that particular meeting. To have meeting minutes of the meeting of the previous meeting for all members of the team to read, digest, and add or subtract what they feel was left out. Again, communication is key to have the team be a well-coordinated body of people.
Another important characteristic under team processes is cohesion. It is important that teams are able to work together in a fashion that leads to an articulation of purpose as they move through the various dimensions on their task performance. Cohesion is necessary for teams to function in that format. In fact, as teams work, it's important that the team members see their value, their individual contribution, as being part of that cohesive whole of the team. In order to reach cohesion, you need to make sure that some of the earlier characteristics have been taken care of. The size of the team cannot be so large that cohesion is impossible. The team cannot be so dispersed that meaningful interaction is difficult. So we need to worry about those kinds of dimensions, but cohesion is certainly one that is important and is an important characteristic. Another important characteristic of teams is that of their decision-making ability. Decision-making is certainly an individual activity. When teams are involved, it is important to work at consensus building. That is true consensus. That is a decision that is made that is in no one's worst interest, may not be in 100% individual acquiescence. And yet, decision-making is one of the cornerstones to team success. Teams need to make decisions while they're working through a process that is understood and understandable.
One of the pitfalls in health IT when forming a team, if there happens to be a physician, a prescriber on the team, or more than one, typically people will lean toward the prescriber's opinion. as it was just stated, there needs to be a cohesiveness of the team members and a consensus built of all team members' contributions to reach decision-making, not being biased to one particular person on the team.
Another element of team characteristics under team processes is that of conflict management. We've already highlighted the value of teams in terms of providing optimal solutions, and they do that partially by being able to generate creative thoughts. Creative thinking is heightened by diverse opinions, but those same diverse opinions can sometimes cause destructive team processes. The ability to manage conflict is therefore very pertinent as we move toward addressing those kinds of elements that could lead to destruction or could lead to breakthroughs in our thinking. So sometimes it's a fine line, and that's why conflict management is so important when we're talking about team process as a characteristic of effective teamwork. Social relationships. Another characteristic of effective teamwork under team processes. This is an important area for obvious reasons. Teams are made up of people. People have the ability to be supportive and to show empathy. They also have the ability to not display those kinds of characteristics. For effective teams, it's important that those are highlighted as important behaviors on the team. The ability to offer assistance when others are requesting it, to share information, not hoard information, and to be involved in a mutual problem-solving environment are vital characteristics as we have to build those relationships within a team process.
In healthcare IT, it's interesting when you're on a team and you are partnered with other people who you're not really clear as to what their roles and jobs are. And when they share that information of their day-to-day working environment, it's insightful to learn more about your team members. Again, with the mutual problem solving, that is just the team's purpose and mission and reaching the end goal.
Performance feedback. Our final characteristic of effective teamwork under team processes is an important element because it really connects to the ability for a team to do better than they could otherwise do without the feedback. The feedback mechanism should be one that provides not only feedback but feed forward. That is, we want to look at what could become a better process or what could become a better outcome by the team itself, linked to their mission and their tasks. So the important element here is not that we loop into a continuous cycle of providing blame and warnings about past behavior, but that we're able to help our teammates and ourselves move toward a future where we are heightening the value of optimal performance on future behaviors.
In the healthcare IT environment, the performance feedback, as I mentioned before on an earlier slide with the deep vein thrombosis, we continually have our feedback come back to the team in the form of patient safety reports that our work that has been done by the teams is now improving patient safety in the healthcare environment, improving billing, improving all sorts of things that necessarily wouldn't have taken place if we hadn't formed those teams to have a successful implementation of electronic systems.
A manager of a building services division once responded to a friend's criticism about teams by demonstrating how important and how empowered teammates felt when they were seeking solutions and giving input and assessing the output of the kinds of things that they knew as individuals they would not be able to do. Teams also accept this responsibility willingly, and the results have been quite surprising. Positive outcomes include less issues of absenteeism, customer satisfaction that is improved, decisions that are made much more quickly, and problems that are resolved at the source of the problem rather than being escalated to other levels in the organization. Tasks are also completed in a much more harmonious manner, and morale remains quite high. And speaking of positive outcomes, we're confident that your time traveling through Unit 1, Health IT Teams, Examples and Characteristics, has given you an appreciation for the characteristics of effective teamwork as they relate to organizational structure, individual contribution, and team processes. We believe that you have some handle on the roles of IT teams in the healthcare industry, and that you now have a better appreciation for the value of collaboration and how that can impact health IT professionals.